to that, you see. So feel the difference now, because you're right there with us. We can feel. Feel the difference. So who you really are is here. Who you really are is here. What would talking about what went wrong at some point in your life do to that relationship between you and your vortex? It would take you in the other direction, and it would make you feel confused, and it would make you feel uncomfortable, and it would make you feel blameful. And we know that sometimes it feels better to blame somebody else rather than feel guilty yourself, but none of that, all of that sucks. None of it is even close to who you really are and what you really want, you see. And so if we were interacting with your therapist or with any therapist who is guiding you in the direction of that, and they wanted to know, and we were standing in a place where we were not feeling as good as we wanted to feel, and they were to say, what's really bothering you? We might be willing to tell them what's bothering for the sake of shoring up what's over here, to give us a sort of jumping off place. But beyond 2 or 3 minutes of minor explanation, we just would not go there. And if anyone says to you, you're stuck, say to them, I'm not stuck, I'm in a tug of war. My inner being is pulling me this way, and you're pulling me this way. My inner being is pulling me this way, and you're pulling me that way. My inner being is pulling me this way, and you're pulling me that way. And then you have the nerve to call me stuck. I'm not stuck, just let go. Let go. Therapist, let go. Family, let go. If there's somebody in your life and their life isn't going well, don't talk to them about what's not going well. That puts you on the other end of this, pulling them away from their inner being. Get over there in concert with who you know them to be and pull them in the direction. That's what influence is. That's what inspiration is. Pull them in the direction of who they really are. When someone complains to you about anything, just smile and say, ah, oh, I know, you're having a step one moment, and you're getting clearer and clearer about what you want, aren't you? Good for you. This will pass. And leave it at that. And if they want to talk further, say, I don't think you want to go there with me, because I tend to really dig into things, and I'll only make this worse. I'll start telling you all the things like that have happened to me. And then before we know it, there'll be others gathered. We'll have a whole support group gathered here where we're all complaining about what's gone wrong. And none of that is going to get either one of us where we want to be. Stop complaints in the moment that you hear them. Smile when somebody complains to you. Smile and say, good for you. You're having a step one moment. And they'll say, what? And you say, well, you're just clarifying who you really are and what you really want. And that's not the way you're supposed to feel. And they'll say, what? And they'll say, I used to do that all the time. And now what I do when I realize that I don't feel good, I just try to find something to make me feel better. And my life just gets better and better and better and better and better and better and better. Stop the tug of war and do what you know to do.
Okay. Mm. Perfect.
And tell your therapist that you're doing it. Your therapist will help you.
Right. Well, I almost feel like a little guilty, like I made her look bad. I don't know.
You did.
This is my
you
interpretation
did.
Of...
Probably, it doesn't matter.
Because it's not that she tells me to dwell on the stories or, you know, to do that. It's just...
You made us look bad. You're way harder than it should be.
I made her look bad?
Oh, we're just playing with you.
How'd I do that?
Well, stay with it for just a little bit. In other words, weren't you stubbornly holding to that? In other words, we understand when we visit with anyone, people come all the time with processes and books that they've read, and they want to know what our interpretation is. And we always understand that we are not talking to the writer of the book. We're talking to the person and their interpretation of the book. We are just answering the question that you were offering here. And the way you set it out was very clear. And your interpretation about what's going on in your experience with that therapist is the only interpretation that's necessary. We don't want to hear the therapist's point of view. We're not trying to help the therapist.
Okay. Well, this might be part of the same question in a way, or you may have already partially answered it, but
is that your way of saying you still haven't heard what we've said?
No, I don't think so. Let me say this and then you tell me. Maybe I am. I don't know. I get stuck. The word stuck, so maybe I'm...
familiar.
On how I understand the answer to, I think I kind of know the answer to this, but...
Do you know what's going on with you? Do you hear as you begin to say something to us and then you second-guess yourself right in the middle of the sentence? Mm. Because what here is exactly what's going on with you. You are so aware of how you are perceived by...